92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
America's railway service is rapidly falling behind the rest of the world. Our trains barely move compared to the high-speed systems that many other countries now have. Here in the States, many train stations are really old. They're badly in need of an upgrade. But National Train Service Operator Amtrak seems to want to step up and try to change things. They have ordered a fleet of 28 new high-speed trains, and they'd like to have them all operating by early 2024. But just like everything else in our country, every good idea has its problem and obstacles. In this case, the train tracks we currently have are way too old and in some cases frail and unable to handle high-speed trains traveling at 160 to 200 miles an hour. The second problem is the current placement and route of those train tracks makes it nearly impossible in most areas of the country for high-speed trains to reach their top speed because of sharp turns, crumbling bridges, tunnels, hills, all sorts of other stuff. And it would cost millions of dollars to build new routes for high-speed train tracks, although they seem to have done it in many other countries. So Amtrak might be able to get a couple of these new trains running by 2024 on a limited number of routes, but I think their long-term plan may be riddled with issues.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.